Okay, we'll go ahead and call the city council meeting to order. It is September 10th at 7:03 p.m. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Warwick.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on August 27th. The only change I have, Rosie, would be Stacy is with a Y instead of an IE, and her last name is Quinn. Q-U-I-N-N. Just for the record.
S-T-A-C-Y.
Y.
U-I-N-N.
Yes. Any other changes or corrections?
On the State Road 205 project, that should be Jeff Walker, not Jeff Walk.
Walked.
What was it?
Walked.
Jeff what?
I did. I was going right over it.
There's a D on the end of his name instead of an R.
Jeff Walk.
Good catch. Skimmed right over it. Anything else? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented with the two corrections.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is Ordinance 2013-26. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2013-26 by title only.
Ordinance 2013-26, an ordinance amending Chapter 101, Consumer Fireworks of Title 9 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
If you remember, we had at least a little discussion about this last week, at least in Board of Works. I'm not sure if City Council, if we had talked about this. I think we did, but this is adding the Saturday, I think the Friday Saturday. Is that correct, Marcia? Friday Saturday to
yes,
each of the
right.
The two Monday holidays. So that would be the Memorial Day and Labor Day holidays to allow fireworks on the Friday and Saturday. Our current ordinances allow the day and the day prior, so that would be that Sunday and Monday, but does not allow Friday and Saturday. So this seemed like a natural change to allow the whole weekend to be used for fireworks. So open for discussion.
We did have a request for that for this past Labor Day.
That's correct.
To make that happen. I did see a couple take off.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. They're pretty big. But, you know, it does allow them to, you know, another opportunity to do their thing, mm-hmm. so to speak. So I personally didn't see where that was that big of a deal.
Problem? So. Okay. I should say both of our chiefs have said this makes sense. I think they both said that. Okay. Any other discussion or questions about this? It's a good change, a bad change? Natural change?
I think it makes sense.
Okay. Okay, then can I have a motion to approve the first reading of Ordinance 2013-26?
So moved.
Second.
Motioned by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. We will move Ordinance 2013-26 to second reading. Next up is the review of Ordinance 2013-5, which is parking regulations. And if you remember, this was brought up and actually brought through the parking committee. And it was, Rosie, you were the one that put on the agenda, but I think you had asked for, was it a six-month review?
I had a note that you guys wanted to review it in 6 months, so I just put that on the agenda to review to see if anybody had gotten any complaints or...
Chauncey Street parking lot is what that ordinance pertains to.
Does it seem to be working well with enforcement?
Yes, I will say that
each has to keep a handle on how many cars are using that lot throughout the day. I believe there's 30 spots in that parking lot. He says typically at least between 20 and 25 are being used throughout the day. So it is being used. Now we're getting complaints that it seems to be working fine.
I was going to say, I've had a good response back from opening that up. So I haven't really heard anybody complain the first case about parking. But yeah, it's been a good, I've heard it's been a good thing.
And it hasn't seemed to have affected the retail parking. There's still plenty of that.
I believe there's still plenty of that, yes.
Well, that was the complaints I had heard prior to when we did this, that they thought all parking downtown should be 2 hours, that there wouldn't be parking for other people. But I've not heard any complaints that there's not, so.
No, I believe there's plenty.
Okay.
Do we leave it as is?
Okay. I don't need a motion on that. It's just a review, so. Okay, very good. We will then move on to the student, I think that's supposed to be school resource officer, job description. And Tim?
Yes, this job description was worked on by myself, HR director, and Rosie. Basically, this is the same information that is in the memo of understanding the school board signed. These are the same things that were in the roles and responsibilities that were also approved by this school board. So, like I said, Beth, Rosie, and myself have gone through his job description and like to submit it tonight for approval.
Do you want to talk about that one change?
Oh, one change, yes. On page 2, see down towards the bottom where it says position supervisor, if you go up 2 lines from there, sentence that reads, I apologize, I thought this was taken out. Such alternatives, that word should be additions, but I think that sentence can be taken out and we'll be fine. So the one that reads such alternatives or additions to the above has the board find appropriate. Apologize for missing that. We did multiple changes to this, but I believe we can take that sentence out and omit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's necessary. Any questions about the job description or discussion?
I have one, really, and I talked to the chief about it a little bit already, but it's your understanding that while this person is functioning for the school, that the city will not be responsible for paying overtime?
Well, somewhat. If this person works at the extracurricular activity or stays over on investigation, something like that, that would be longer than his 8 hour day. But that extra time, if it's school related, would be flexed within the school week. Now, if he works his regular day and then maybe has to come to a training event that's here, that's mandated by the department, by the city, then that would be gap time pay or through the city's benefit. So, depends on what job he's doing. If he's working for something with the school, that time would be flexed through the school. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think that's fair.
Okay. Other questions about the position? Okay. Hearing none, do you want the council to adopt the position description?
Please.
Okay. Okay, can I have a motion to approve and adopt the position description for the school resource officer? Okay, motion by Dan.
Second.
Seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Okay, Dan, well, actually, I don't know. Rosie, are you handling the appointments? Or are Dan, are you handling?
I just copied what Martha gave me, so.
Okay. Did you get something in here?
All I got was what we had here.
Well, I know, but I'm saying in your stack of papers, did you get something from Martha?
No, I put it in.
I got it this tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, I got it now.
Okay. I believe you have, I know you have a tree board appointment that is coming up. I think that's, well, I'll let you read that.
Yeah, let's see. The next aisle on the tree bar term expires at 10/12/13, and reappointments are for 3 years.
Now, if I can comment on that real quick, Martha wanted to first, you know, I guess find out from you if you wanted to approach Mr. Style to, unless there's some more comments on there, but if you wanted, if the council wanted to approach Mr. Style to asking him to serve another term. I know he's served a couple of terms now on your behalf to the tree board, or if there's somebody else that you have in mind that you'd like to approach about that.
We just ask right here if we need to ask him if he wants to be a part of that again. I don't have a problem calling him and asking okay. if he'd like to be a part
Everything,
of that, unless you have somebody
okay?
else.
I think that's appropriate.
Okay.
I think Nick is fine.
Okay. The other one.
Unfortunately, Ray Whiting has passed away, mm-hmm. and so we need to choose someone to fill his vacancy. Requirements must be at least 30 years of age, been a resident of the county for a minimum of 5 years, isn't an officer or employee of an eligible entity. This appointment will be for 4 years.
And that's for the city county building authority. This is Columbia City Whitley County Building Authority. Now, I will tell you, this authority, for lack of better words, has been, what's the proper word for it? I wouldn't say it's defunct per se, but it's not active. Let's say it that way.
It's inactive.
And something that we've been discussing here recently. I'm trying to think. Rosie, the building authority was used for the jail, I know.
The jail and City Hall when we remodeled. And so City Hall is under their name, and we need to get back into the city's name yeah. now that it's paid off.
Now, something I do want you to know that that I've been considering doing since this building authority hasn't been active since, well, basically since we remodeled. Was the remodel after the jail?
Yeah.
Okay. So after we remodeled City Hall, which was quite some time ago, I'm going to probably be coming to you asking for you to dissolve the authority. But it doesn't mean, I mean, you still have an appointment for the board because it is not dissolved yet. So the question is, do you want to make the appointment? Do you want to hold off and find out if it's actually going to be dissolved? What do you want to do?
I think we might hold off.
It has no function. It's not doing anything right now.
That is correct.
See a reason to make an appointment.
Point somebody to it and turn on the phone.
Yeah.
I think we should wait.
Okay.
And if something comes up that we need the appointment on there, then we can always appoint somebody to that point in time.
Oops. Okay. And just so you know, I will be talking with the commissioner, one of the commissioners, about this and seeing his, you know, seeing if he's interested in dissolving it, because it would take a joint resolution or a joint action.
We did look
action.
It up, and the jail's still under their name, too.
The jail is still under their name?
Yeah,
okay.
They still, you know, there's technicalities if they still owe.
Yeah. So I guess what I say is there's a lot of details we still have to work out in regards to that, but I understand where you're coming from, and I appreciate your stance on that, and I'll let you know here as we move forward. Okay? Good? Okay. Tim, I think we're coming back to you. One Way Alley next to Eagle Tech.
Yes, I've had a couple different complaints about close calls with accidents in the alley would be on the south side of the Marshall Building between Walnut Street and Elm Street. There's an angle parking right there for the Marshall Building. I think as time goes on, there's more and more people that are parking there and using that alley, and I think with more students every year that we have there at Eagle Tech, we're going to see a continued increase in traffic right there. There is a sign posted on Walnut Street that says one way, And then on the west end, there's a sign posted that says, do not enter. So they want us to come down and enforce that one way, but I got with Kelly on it, and we looked it up, and it's not in the ordinance. So it's posted, there's a sign, it's not in the ordinance, so we cannot enforce that there. But I'm just curious if we can pursue that in the ordinance, so we can do something about it. I know it's a huge problem, but a couple people that work in the Marshall building said that there's close calls there, and I think we will see an increase in traffic in that alley. So I was wondering if we need to make that in one way in the ordinance.
Does the street department have a problem with that?
We probably want to put another sign up. There's one for southbound traffic on Walnut that says one way, but you're coming off of Van Buren, I don't think we probably want to put one up and say one way there, and maybe put something in the alley that feeds into it. So we just a couple more signs for us, I guess, if you are involved in it.
So I think the question is, would the council like to have Marsha write up an amendment, or an amendment, a change to the ordinance regarding that alley, right? Yeah, okay.
I think that's appropriate. It's been marked that way for years for a reason. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. it's a safety thing.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of shaking heads, yes. Ben, good? Okay, Marsha, very good. Okay. Super. Department head reports. We'll start with Jeff.
Yeah, I had sent a written report earlier today. I'll just touch on a couple of highlights. First of all, we had our IDM audit last week. Appreciate John Lewis and Brad Smith attending that with us. You'll see in my report there's a couple areas of deficiencies that we're going to be working on. Nothing severe, but it's something we do need to address. We had the common construction wage hearing today and established the wage rates for the upcoming stormwater project that will be letting out for bid next spring. I want to also thank the city's many departments for the gratitude for the use of the city resources for the art festival. Mike Beer and his crew brought down and took back 110 chairs and 25 tables to Mary Rayburn. They've done it for several years, and quite honestly, we don't know where to turn otherwise to get those down here and back. Then also the facilities here, there's a little hiccup with that, but take care of that. So overall, the festival was well attended, and the sales for the vendors was up this year as compared to last year, so that part was good. We couldn't compete with the gun raffle up at the shrine, but I'm trying to figure out an innovative way to tie guns and art together. And tomorrow through Friday, I'm going to be attending the stormwater conference up at Pokagon. And then put on your calendars the night of the 9.1, September 21st, the Columbia City Main Street program will be putting on the Disney animated movie Wall-E on the courthouse lawn, and it's all free popcorn, free water. So come on, come on.
What date is that?
The 21st.
Week from Saturday.
What time?
Saturday evening, about 8:15 is when we're looking at kicking it off. That's all I'm going to see in there.
Okay, thank you. Questions of Jeff?
Jeff, there's a handicap sign on the west side of the courthouse. It's leaning over. Was that hit Saturday or?
That was like that when I came down Friday night.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, well, actually Friday during the day to map out the booths. So, yeah.
I just noticed it today when I came to work.
Other questions of Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Terry.
In your Dropbox in the fiber folder, you'll find a progress report for project. We pushed up the Android app last week. It's now available on Google Play for the city's mirrored app off of Apple. It's called My Columbia City if you're looking for it. We have a couple of glitches to work on as far as mapping, but we should have that finished by the end of this week. network as far as computer network, phone networks, security cameras, as well as the digital negative network and network connections in it. It's called the QNAP, which is a file server out at NSF today, and hope to have everybody using that hopefully by the end of next week. And SDS installs the new security cameras out at the NSF. We still have two more to do that were damaged during installation. But other than that, the rest of the problem is fine.
Questions of Terry? Thank you, Terry. Kelly?
We are still plugging away on South Line Street. We probably have three more pours on the approaches on the west side of Line and Garcia Concrete help us do some curb based walk towards the tracks, and they will be starting the curb work in the area to finish up their contract they had with us. And I think Niblock has a mill scheduled for maybe a week and a half or something to start doing some milling in that area. And other than that, we had three guys on limb pickup this week. They're still working on that. And down North Elm, we got a lottery park trying to do some televising.
Okay. Questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Tim?
Last week, the captain and I attended a two-day conference. It was an Indiana Association of Chiefs of Police. Some of the topics were school safety and things like that. Assistant Principal Coop Michael was able to attend that with us, so it was good to kind of partnership with him and go that training together. This week, Detective Archibald is at the FBI Academy, and he's getting certified on meth lab cleanup. That's a certification he's getting this week. We're in the process of updating some policies on active shooter and some of our evidence and procedures, so we'll have a new policy on those soon. The past couple months, we've given the patrolmen some areas to focus on. Last month was seatbelt enforcement. This month, our focus will be red light enforcement. We're seeing some increased presence and activity in the area of the red lights. We will have numerous officers that will be at the Fall Festival on Saturday, assisting with traffic and just having a presence down there. Our officers will be going through each of the schools of the corporation the next couple weeks to familiarize themselves with the buildings. And Thursday, we have another humane staff meeting.
Okay. Questions of Tim? Thank you, Tim. Sean?
We've been working on removing some trees out on Spear Road that were in our primary lines, causing some flickering lights out there. We've been a couple of days out there cleaning that area up. We had a couple outages last week. One was from a raccoon on the line. And the other one, we had two transformer failures that would have been on Sunday, I believe. That tripped out our main breaker briefly. So about people on the northeast side of town probably saw a flicker. We got those replaced and back online. We had, again, monitoring our power factor on East Elbert Street, which is a something that we need to worry about as a utility to keep our costs down. With Holmes' lumber being over there and their three-phase motor is doing some strange things with our harmonics and power factor. They've done a lot of upgrades to their power, so we're getting better power on our lines. So it's really changing the way we need to address that area. So we've been working on that. There's a few customers over there that have reported some higher voltages. So we got that problem. I did review, or began to review our light, security light rental fees and compare them to other organizations and other municipals, and we'll see where that comes out. I haven't completed that. We're also reviewing our full attachment fees at this point, just to make sure that we're staying where we need to be with those. We're also going out to Gatesworth to do some cutting this week, so we'll get some trees out there. last week, I believe around 80. There's just a normal amount of reeds, low kicks, and everything else.
Okay. Questions of Sean? Thank you, Sean. Mike?
Down on the South Line Street job, all the concrete on the east side has been put back in by Garcia where we laid the main. The only thing we have left is to put some binder in a road cut across Vine, and that'll take place either tomorrow or Thursday whenever they mix some more binder up. And then we had a small leak over here at 201 West Market we fixed. And then we started to dig on North Elm again. We got 10 feet dug out and run into that manhole. So tomorrow we got to figure out what we're going to do to get past that. So we'll start laying some pipe up there. Everything in the plant's going fairly smooth right now. So that's it.
Is the manhole, is it a manhole that's in use? It just was buried? Or is it one
part,
that we
part
abandoned?
Of it's still good. And okay. Three out of the four pipes aren't any good. One of them is.
Okay.
So it was 3.5 feet buried with no metal lid. Just had a piece of concrete across the top of it.
Really?
So no way of knowing it was there until I covered it. So.
Okay. Yeah. Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Mike?
I've been sitting flow meters this week for the last time this year. Also, last week we treated all our wood panels at our bus stations that the control panels are on. They're treated wood, and so we've sprayed those to help make those last longer. I've been working on regular maintenance, and then next week we'll start doing a little bit of cleanup for the open house on the 21st. Mm-hmm. And that's it, unless you have any questions.
Questions to Mike. Thank you, Mike. Tom?
Been doing what I affectionately refer to as housekeeping, trying to clean up some projects that we had started, some of which were trained. Some had volunteers going to some medical in services and some medical training. I had two guys, Mike and Kyle, attended it was called a Nozzles Forward training this past weekend. They said it was very informative. Terry, myself, Mike McGregor, and Chris all went to Clay Township last week and looked at some software that some reporting software for fire departments that they also use for their inspections programs. Of course, Terry was our brain there, and Mike was our brain there. Yeah, Chris and I just sat there and agreed with him, I guess, because I was lost right off the bat. So hopefully Terry knew what they were talking about and can implement that for us. There was a few other things as far as like our trucks back. We've had a lot of phone calls from vendors just having some wrap-up questions and that they needed to get addressed that I spoke to you about. They were wanting to make sure that they could still bid even though they didn't meet certain criteria, and it specifically states in the bid criteria that if they can't meet certain things then they have to specify their changes. So I would just remind them of that. And things are looking very good. I think we're going to get quite a few bidders on that, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. I want to have a competitive bid process. So
competition is good.
It is.
Okay. Other than that. Questions of Tom? Thank you, Tom. Walt?
Yep.
Okay. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie? Jackie?
Nothing.
Just wanted to remind you of the Fall Festival, of course. I gave you all flyer thingies. If you can take them to the places that you work, or if you have other good places to put them up, that would be lovely. Would really appreciate your help in regards to that. Aquatics Facility Task Force meeting is Thursday night, so I think we're going to be paring it down from there. Two of you on? Are you guys going to be able to make it?
Well, what? I'm sorry.
Aquatics Facility meeting on Thursday?
I can't. I'll be out of town.
Have you told Mark that?
No.
Okay.
I was going to tell him tonight.
He's not here. Okay.
He's not here.
Okay. That's okay. I appreciate that. Okay. Also, for your information, Citywide Open House is the following Saturday. And actually, the following Friday, just so you know, also on the 20th, we'll have the Elementary Mile Championship run at the park, so you'll see a lot of vehicles there on the 20th. That's at least what I have on my schedule. Like I said, citywide open house is the 21st, which is also the same day as the movie on the square. Besides that, I think things are going pretty well. Other thing I have is Mike, Deer, and Kelly. I need to see you guys after the meeting. Okay. Dan?
Just a reminder out that last park board meeting, I believe they voted no golf carts on the
trail.
I know, and I was coming back out tonight. I caught one going across the bridge and heading down that way, and there's no way I could have caught them. I can't run that fast. But, put a reminder out.
Get a reminder.
Golf carts on the trail.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. Ben?
I'm sure all of you have heard the Redevelopment Commission was able to purchase the Eagles property. We're waiting on the title work to get a closing date set up. So.
Okay. Thank you. Nicole? Phil? Media?
I have a question about the water main break on 205.
Okay.
You mentioned something on your Facebook page about secondary line going out to the north.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're talking about the Eagle Glen looping project?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can you explain that a little bit? Or?
Yeah. Well, I'll let Mike explain the looping project a little more. But
okay. Right now we have a 12-inch line that ends back in on Eagle Glen Trail, and there's another 12-inch line that ends on 100 South by Sellright, and we're just going to tie those two ends together by coming under the river and up the golf course, mm-hmm. so that way we can feed water in from the east tower and everything back into town.
That would help prevent water.
That'll keep Eagle Glen and Irish Glen in water if that pipe is to break again. It's not going to help the hospital, but it'll help the two additions.
So. And it also will add pressure to Eagle Glen and things
it'll
like
help,
that. So
yeah, yeah, some of that yeah. stuff. Yeah.
Okay, I might catch you after the meeting and a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Okay. Thank you, everybody, and we'll call the meeting adjourned.
I just emailed
him. Okay.
I'll be calling back to their world record report.
We're done in 10 minutes. All we had was a conflict of interest statement and. Thanks, Walt.
Yeah.
Thanks, Walt.